This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. You can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do is dial in toll free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, some really bad news about the U.S. government apparently striking out against cryptocurrency exchanges internationally. They're basically saying their jurisdiction is the entire planet. We'll get into that. It's a scary story. But first,
our jurisdiction is the whole human race.
We're going to talk about the son, or I guess one of the sons of Joe Biden, apparently smoking crack. Photographic evidence is now. There's also now alleged some video. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's nobody, and I'll tell you what, if Mr. Biden wants to come by the church, I'll drop some acid with him, and we'll figure it out.
And Chris.
Yeah, so...
Not quite that interesting, though.
Did you guys hear about this laptop story?
Oh, yeah.
With this Joe Biden son, Hunter.
It could be a psyop. Or it could be a record of psyops. I don't know what anything
is. Crazy.
Everybody involved is completely out of their mind.
As crazy as everything is going on these days, it doesn't really surprise me.
Well, it's not the first time that a son or a daughter of a high-ranking politician has been caught with crack cocaine.
Sure.
It wouldn't even be the first time the high-ranking politician's been caught with crack cocaine.
Oh, come on. It wouldn't be the first time little Biden was caught with crack. That's how he got thrown out of the Air Force.
But nonetheless, it is.
But when your daddy's got that kind of connections, you don't go to prison like I did. No,
nope.
I go to prison for weed.
In fact, Joe Biden himself said, quote, "My son, like a lot of people we know at home, had a drug problem. He's overtaken it. He's fixed it."
Well, that's folks he knows at home. Folks he doesn't know, he throws in prison.
Exactly. He was one of the most ardent drug warriors, if I recall correctly.
Oh, yeah. Except when it's his family.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. And that's one of the points that I thought was really important to make tonight about this, was that this is so common with these politicians and their family members. They always end up in some sort of plush rehab center and no criminal charges whatsoever. And, this is private. I remember when it was Jeb Bush.
It's a private affair. Yes. It's a private affair when it happens to them.
That's right.
But our affairs are socialized. They've been nationalized.
You know what's crazy is that they're getting more and more, open about the fact that the system is just as corrupt as it is. There was a video that was released where a Supreme Court judge of New York was basically his wife attacked a cop and then was being taken
that
down.
That sounds
by
like
a cop.
My kind of woman. hold on, go over and say hey to nobody.
She was being cuffs and whatever, and the Supreme Court judge attacked the cop.
Wow.
He assaulted the cop, and nothing happens. Nothing happened as a result.
Sure.
But what was crazy about the whole story was that he was using his powers. He was, they knew he was a Supreme Court judge. Mm-hmm. They knew, and he was saying on video that...
You know who I am.
He didn't even have to say that. They already knew.
They knew.
But he was also using his... apparently his kids are cops or something like that. He was threatening them through his... kids being police or something, but it was just so blatant and out there.
That's how they use their family connections.
Right. It was just
people in the club.
It was just so out there. And the cop,
this
cop
is on video.
Yes, it's on video, and you can play the audio if you wanted to. Even probably I'm on air, but the cop actually at one point says, you're making us look bad. Like he comes out and admits it. Like, oh, I know this is how it works, but you can't say that
on video.
It's going to look bad because it's on video, right?
It would be so strange to hear a judge telling the truth,
right?
I wouldn't know what that would. What's his name? Wasn't that bad?
Who?
The guy who got me.
Kissinger?
Yeah, Kissinger.
They're all bad.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
He wasn't that good.
There ain't no such thing as a good cop.
If he wasn't that bad, he'd have let you walk out of the courtroom.
Well, he could have done a lot worse.
As far as
sentencing, you mean?
I could have done 4 years state prison, which, it would have been... That's about the borderline at which I would have been able to start appealing.
I mean, to appeal to your captors and say, abuse me less, there just seems to be something wrong with that.
Try getting abused and you'll find you want it less.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
Sometimes you pay off the mafia because that's what you got to do to survive.
Yeah.
And I will survive, because I will fight another day.
I can't blame you. It's just the whole situation that you would be later than apologetic almost as to, you know, the people who are abusing you.
I'm not apologetic. I'm giving a rational assessment what he did and judging his character by that. I'm not supporting him. I'm judging him. I'm just not judging him as harshly as I could because he didn't judge me as harshly as he could.
Fair enough.
But that's fair.
Absolutely. I think it's a fair assessment. But you're just kind of saying how it is, not necessarily how you feel about the situation.
How I feel about the situation is my government went to war with me for no reason. It stole a big hunk out of my life. It stole a woman that I loved very much, killed another woman I loved very much. I don't like it. They owe me.
Well, they're probably never going to get it.
It's all reparations.
Good luck. Yeah, good luck getting reparations.
I'll take it in military surplus when they fall.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd be fine with them just going away. I mean, I don't demand
There's
reparations.
Plenty
just
to scavenge. And
I'll go away. Leave me alone.
I will accept, without reparations, but I wouldn't mind some reparations from the people who were doing or participating in that attacking in the first place.
Well, you did get some. You got some from Manchester, $15,000.
From the people who actually did the...
Sure, it came from taxpayers.
Yeah.
So really what you should do is scratch a settlement out of the police and then use that to pay back the taxpayers or use $15,000 of it to pay back the taxpayers.
It's too late.
Unfortunately,
the case can be open if you reopen.
One of the things that you agree to is that it's closed.
It's done.
And
yeah,
it's part
of the agreement.
You won't sue the officers individually. I think it's part of the...
I think that expires when the court that issues it ceases to exist, doesn't it? I mean, that doesn't mean you're. Courts have.
Well, you signed the agreement.
I'm even.
Okay, let's go to the phones, guys. We got Mike and guys. Let's go to the phones. Mike is on the line in Gold Bar. Here, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I know it's early in the show, but I couldn't help it when you were talking about there's no cop that's a good cop. When I was living in Gold Bar, I was playing music at a local bar there, and I'm in a wheelchair, and occasionally people come and feel sorry for you because you're doing something that everybody else does, and they want to do things for you, and I get sick of it, so I don't go play music in bars or any place else anymore because I'm just sick of, you can't be a person. So anyway, this lady comes up to me, and she's dressed up like a sock hop from Fonzie, whatever that was, Happy Days, and her and this thug guy that she's with, they want me to come outside while they smoke, and she wants to put on this some type of a benefit or something to help me to raise money or something, and I'm like, I just want to come down and play some songs. Anyway, today, breaking news on KBKW.
Hold on. So I just wanted to make sure I'm understanding. You're saying that being in a wheelchair got you certainly more attention, maybe more donations, but it's kind of attention you didn't want. Right?
Yeah, I didn't go there for attention. I went there to have some beers and play a couple songs.
Okay.
Anyway, and it happens kind of a lot with people when I play music. They're just like, oh, you're so special. I'm like, well, no, actually, I'm not. They would never think I was special if I was standing up on 2 feet. That's why. So anyway.
Well, take it from me. That's not better.
Okay. So, all right. So today, Grant County, Washington, ex-police chief gets basically busted for being a pinup girl. It's the lady that was at the bar. So what she does is, and when I say pinup girl, I'm talking about like stock off car show type women. I don't think it's not like nudity. She's 47 years old. Anyway, so she got she was collecting labor in industries. What happened was she had a hanging victim, 285 pounds in Grant County in the town of, it's where the dam is, Cooley or something like that. it fell on her and injured her.
Oh, no.
So her LNI claim is that she can't be around people because she's so freaked out about this dead body falling on her and hurting her. Plus, she was injured so bad that she can't work. But she spends 7 days a week in these bars around Gold Bar, and that's part of Washington, trying to promote. Anyway, I just thought
so
it was
I don't get. I don't, I'm missing something here. I'm missing something here. Hang on. More in a moment. I'm not sure what. Is she trying to get money to go hang out in bars? I missed a point there. More coming up here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Economist claims that value of U.S. dollar will descend by 35% in the next year, and the dollar is the most overrated major currency in the world today. U.S. Federal Reserve is actively working on turning the U.S. dollar into a digital currency. Bitcoin set a new record for time above $10,000 in value. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
From New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestselling author Larry Correa comes the latest chapter in the epic military fantasy saga of The Forgotten Warrior. When the Grand Inquisitor perverts the law in his genocidal plot to kill every man, woman, and child in the Untouchable cast, only the traitor, Ashok Badal, and the Sons of the Black Sword stand in his way. It is war he wants. It is war he will get. Bane Books presents Destroyer of Worlds. Available September 1st wherever books are sold. Visit MonsterHunterNation.com for more.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. 50 free. We're going to talk about politicians and their sons and daughters smoking crack here on Free Talk Live tonight. It's Ian, Nobody, and Chris in the studio. And, of course, you're invited to join us and bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. But I also want to let you know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You want to go and learn the basics about cryptocurrency. Look, crypto, like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, it's not going away. It's going to get likely more popular over time. You know, I don't like to make predictions, right? Like, I'm not going to go out on a limb and say which cryptocurrency is going to be the top one. Like, Bitcoin's on top right now. It may not be there forever. I don't know what the future looks like, but I'm pretty sure the future is going to include cryptocurrency. I don't feel like that's really going out on a limb. Do you?
I see it every day, so yeah. I'm
not going to get...
Yeah, and I don't see it just in Keene. I see it coming in through my business.
ThinkPenguin.com.
Yeah, and just increasing adoption. So, yeah. Sorry, but anybody who's a naysayer of crypto doesn't understand crypto.
Yeah, you haven't taken the time to look at it, and that's okay. You're busy, but take the time to go to Bitcoin.com and go through the Getting Started section to learn about crypto like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. So I want to bring Mike back here because I'm super confused. Mike, I'm going to try, he's in Gold Bar, Washington. I'm going to try to recap what you said,
okay.
And I'm sure I'm going to mess something up. You performed Let me just try to recap this, please.
Okay.
You performed at a bar. There was a woman there who was feeling sorry for you because you're in a wheelchair. Same woman happens to be a former police chief who had a body fall on her from, it was a hanging, like a suicide, that fell on her and caused her some sort of injury. She filed a claim of some sort regarding that,
And then she became a thought?
And I'm not sure what I'm missing or, like, where's it going from here? Like,
wasn't there some pinup girl?
She was a pinup girl, right.
Where it's going is she got busted. They just announced it today on the news locally. She's being prosecuted. She drew $67,000 in labor and industries, and she was sidelining as a pinup girl promoter.
What is labor and industries? When you say she drew $60,000.
When you get hurt at work. When you get hurt at work, we have what's called labor and industries in Washington State.
Okay.
For not being able to work.
Ah, that was the code. It was the political code that didn't make any sense. That helps me now.
Oh, okay.
Right. So
okay.
She's been working the whole time as a promoter of special events for people like me to go raise money so she can suck some of it.
I
knew that she had been a police chief the day I met her, but I never trusted her, so I stayed away from her.
Good move.
She was like, all of a sudden, your best friend, but she'd been a cop, and I'm like, something's not right about this. You know, so I avoided her like the plague, but finally it caught up with her, and now she's
so she got arrested, and she's been charged with what, fraud of some sort?
Fraud, yes, to the tune of at least $67,000. I just thought it was very hilarious that she ended up being crooked.
That's not even that big of a fraud.
Thanks for tying that. It's felony.
Yeah,
it's got to be felony level, though.
Oh, yeah, maybe. But
$1,000 is felony.
Yeah, thanks for tying all that together, Mike. I appreciate it. And good instincts to not trust the former police chief who was acting like she wanted to help him. Right, she came along. Oh, you're in a wheelchair. Look at you. Oh,
we can't help you unless you tell us you were there.
So yeah, don't trust the police. You know, there may be some good ones out there, but it's hard to discern, and they may instead arrest you, and you never know what they're going to do.
And this is what happens when you call the cops.
Indeed. So let's go back to the story here about this laptop. Apparently, the story, as I understand it, is this Hunter Biden, who's one of the sons. I don't know how many kids these politicians have, but he's got at least one, and I think I've heard of another one.
I think he had two. One died. The other one's working on it.
Okay, yeah, because this guy is apparently, allegedly, according to photographs that were found on a laptop that the man allegedly brought to a computer repair shop to have something fixed, whatever it was, and maybe he's so cracked out or whatever, but he forgot the laptop. He just left it there. I presume the place tried to contact him. I think that's in the story. You know, they tried to reach out, and they couldn't get in touch with him. Maybe his phone got turned off whatever.
Standard operating procedure.
You were dealing with somebody who had no particular memory because he was a lush. One thing you could do is call him up and say, apropos of nothing, and say, hey, you left your laptop at my shop. Do you want it back?
Mm-hmm.
And he's thinking, oh, my God, what's on that laptop? I don't even remember having a laptop. That would be interesting human engineering.
Oh, you're saying you would do that to somebody who wasn't Hunter Biden?
No, I would do that to somebody who was high. If I never had any dealings with him, but I wanted to know if he had anything to hide.
I see.
That would be an interesting way to find out, is just call him up and say, yeah, you left your laptop here with all the pictures on it.
Okay, just to see how he would react.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there
That's the kind of post that sounds like it might end in a jail sentence.
It could be, and who knows what all is on this particular laptop, but so far, the information that has been leaked out, and apparently it was leaked to, like, the New York Post and Rudy Giuliani, or Rudy Giuliani leaked it to the New York Post or something like that.
Yeah, so, you see, Rudy Giuliani is garbage, and that's one of the reasons I distrust this. He was up to his ears in 9/11.
No doubt.
He used to be the mayor of 9/11.
Is Giuliani, is he a Republican? Giuliani?
Yeah, he ran against Ron Paul as the mayor of 9/11.
So, anyway, that's the basic story, is this Hunter Biden guy left his laptop, supposedly, and the guy who was fixing it.
Did they report who the repair shop was in the
story?
They
do.
That is super interesting. I would not want to be, you know, named as the repair shop. I mean, just the idea.
Well, I think the repair shop is, you know, wants to be involved in this, basically, whoever this guy is.
I would be concerned that people wouldn't trust me with their laptops.
Well, I won't trust this guy with his laptop. My laptop.
The Trumpers would. The Trumpers would hear this, and they'd love
this guy. Yeah, people may like it when you do this. Nobody trusts a turncoat.
Yeah, sure.
Not even the people you turn to. I don't trust a turncoat.
Well, now wait
a
minute.
Just like that lady.
Hold on. It's the contract that, according to the story, it was 90 day. If you leave the thing at this computer store for more than 90 days, it becomes the property of the computer store. So he's just doing what he wants with his own property.
But I would erase somebody's hard drive before I sold their computer.
Even if it was Joe Biden's son? You won't want to go through that?
Maybe not if it was Joe Biden's son.
There is...
what if it was Joe Biden? Of course you would go through
it. Oh, Joe Biden, I'd sell out in a
minute.
Donald
Trump?
But family members are off limits, generally. You don't attack the family members.
There is... You know, I think the problem is that there is, like, what you may have the right to do, and then there is the right to... And there's policy,
right?
And then there's
It's politics, though. There's no right...
There's the right legal ethics, and then there's the right business ethics.
I'm talking about the business side.
And the business ethics is... that you run a shredder on that hard drive before you sell it.
Yeah, you don't. I mean...
He's not selling it.
Look, before you do anything with it, you don't invade the privacy of your customers.
Yeah, there is...
He's not a customer anymore.
It's
abandoned property.
That might be, but that doesn't necessarily justify that.
What if you don't want this customer back?
Then it's so bad business ethics, and it means that I will not extend to you the trust that I normally extend to business people to allow them to keep my equipment.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Look, you guys are absolutely right when it comes to every customer except for politicians and their immediate families. Yeah. Screw them. There's more coming
Biden,
up. You can bring up what you want here.
Him,
he's doing deals with Biden.
With
he's doing deals with him. It's not like he's so innocent.
That's true.
Okay?
This is a crime family we're talking
Bitcoin
about.
At your online store, there's a good chance you already have what you need. A WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin, start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
One company working to develop a vaccine against the coronavirus says it won't be ready before Election Day. In a statement Friday, Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla said it may not be until late November before the company has all the safety data needed for possible approval by the Food and Drug Administration. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey apologized again on Friday for the tech giant's handling of a New York Post report on Hunter Biden's business dealings in the Ukraine. Dorsey tweeted that blocking the story was wrong and that company policy has been updated. President Trump weighed in on the controversy on the campaign trail. He told supporters in Osceola, Florida, that he would look at removing protections the tech industries enjoy over the controversy.
The government is giving them something that no other industry has. So they no longer can say, oh, freedom of speech. It's not freedom of speech. They've been given protection, and they've abused that protection.
This is USA Radio News. New data shows the United States has now seen 8 million coronavirus cases. The numbers from Johns Hopkins University show over 218,000 people have died due to COVID-19 since the pandemic began in March. 21 states, mostly in the Midwest, are seeing new highs in weekly cases reported. If there's a deal on a coronavirus stimulus bill, the administration is confident they can find the support among Republicans to pass it. That's according to White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow. He tells Fox News that it'll be difficult to implement a package before the election.
Secretary Mnuchin is negotiating a deal. If Speaker Pelosi wanted a deal, I think we could round up enough Senate Republicans to get a deal. But 3 weeks to go, less than 3 weeks to go, I don't know.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he intends to bring a separate bill to the Senate floor for a vote on Monday. That measure would provide $500 billion in funds for the Paycheck Protection Program to help businesses keep employers during the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bring up whatever you want. The number here is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about an abandoned laptop that was left at a computer repair shop that the 90-day limit expired on as far as how long you can leave things before it just becomes the property of the repair shop. Turns out it was allegedly the laptop of Joe Biden's son, and there are apparently some pretty nasty images on there, including one that is shown in the Daily Mail article about this with what is alleged to be Hunter Biden sleeping in a bed, literally with a crack pipe hanging out of
his mouth. Hard for me to believe, unless he was sucking an empty pipe, because did he have any crack? Because, I mean, if he had crack left, he's not asleep.
Someone could have put it there. Can't
sorry,
say that.
I'm
sorry,
bad,
please
man.
Don't say that word in it's, that context.
Okay. It's crazy. It's just that, you know, this picture came out and they actually admitted it. Like, that's the craziest thing. It's like, oh, yeah, it was me.
Well, I don't know if he's admitted that.
Well,
didn't somebody acknowledge that he had a problem?
Indirectly, and that his lawyers kept trying to get the machine back from the guy.
Well, I mean, he's had a drug problem, supposedly. His dad says he's beaten it.
Right. Thus, it's believable that...
Well, apparently, he's still putting up a little
okay.
fight.
It's like, it's close to admitting that he had a crack... But the picture's real.
Well, there's better than that.
He's a crackhead. He's an own crackhead.
Remember, that's just one of the things. That's just a photo. There's also a, quote, raunchy unquote, 12-minute video that appears to show Hunter smoking crack cocaine while engaged in a sex act with an unidentified woman.
So there was no denying this at all, was there?
As well as
sure there is with deep fakes.
Sure. That's a good point. As well as numerous other sexually explicit pictures. So, and that is a great point. Yeah, deep fakes are getting really, really good.
They're so what you need amazing. Is a post-dated receipt.
I mean,
and I'm telling you what, I'm giving this guy a lot more benefit of the doubt than the liberal media has given Trump, but I will say it's possible. I can also say that there are people in recovery who keep souvenirs of their using days.
Is that right?
So it would be interesting to look at the dates on those files, because that may be his reminder of his bottom.
Well, can't those things be faked as well?
And those can be faked as well. Or you might actually keep it because it just happened, but put a little note in your diary saying, this is part of my reminder of my bottom, so nobody asks why you have it.
One thing's for sure and that cannot be faked is a payment via the AnyPay 2.0, which is here, and it is better than it's ever been. Fastest crypto payments, I think, that you will see, way faster than a credit card now. It used to be AnyPay 1.0. It might have been like 3 to 10 seconds, you know, usually 3, but sometimes ran a little.
Definitely faster than a credit card.
And that was usually faster than a credit card. Now it's definitely faster. And that's true if you're using specific wallets like Edge Wallet, Handcash, Bitcoin.com, or Dash Wallet. You're going to have no problems if you're using any of those wallets. But if you're using Coinomi, sorry, it's not working right now. Now, the guys at Coinomi apparently are looking at this, and they're considering implementing the necessary changes to make their wallet compatible with AnyPay, which would be awesome. So the idea is, let's encourage them to do that by going to anypayinc.com/upgrade. If you're a Coinomi user, take a moment, go to anypayinc.com/upgrade. You can learn more about why these wallets like Coinomi and Exodus and some of the other ones, they just need to get caught up with the Joneses, so to speak. Here.
There is actually a way to work around that.
Is there?
Which is to put a piece of software called an adapter in between that serves as a client to their servers.
I don't know if the average person is going to be willing to do that.
Well, if you implement it right.
Well, you know, right now we're just trying to get the basics taken care of here. Nobody. AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. I don't think we need to get off into the weeds about software development. On the radio.
No, it's like, are you listening to this conversation? Same conversation I'm listening to. It's kind of funny.
Well, yes, nobody's funny. AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. Go there, get the contact info for Coinomi, and I think Exodus is also there, and a few other wallets that aren't yet quite up to the task of 2020 level payments. So we're back to the story here at the Daily Mail. This is about Hunter Biden. He's the son or one of the sons of Joe Biden, and allegedly there was a laptop that was left at a repair shop. They ended up owning that because it was allegedly abandoned, and some of the material includes some nasty photos and even a video of Hunter Biden engaging in sex while smoking crack. It's no secret. It says here that Hunter has had considerable...
Oh, that brings back such memories.
considerable personal problems, as President Trump has repeatedly mentioned during his election campaign. The twice-married father of five, one child is by a former stripper, has a decades-long history of alcoholism and cocaine addiction, as well as crack cocaine abuse. He was thrown out of the Navy Reserve after failing a drug test. Biden said about...
He busts his balls, but he sounds like my kind of guy.
Biden said about him, quote, my son, like a lot of people we know at home, had a drug problem. He's overtaken it. He's fixed it. And as we pointed out earlier, that's the way that the rich and famous get treated when they have a drug problem. The other folks, the average folks, get thrown into a jail cell, forced into treatment against their will, forced extraction of their wealth by paying fines to courthouses and police. And, of course, that just impoverishes them ever more. If they get out of jail after being locked up for 6 months for smoking crack, then they have no money left whatsoever. They don't have their apartment anymore. They have nowhere to go. Their family has disowned them. And where do they go? Well, into the nearest alley or wherever it is that some people might have some crack for them. A crack house.
It's true.
So,
crack
house,
crack alley, crack car, wherever.
This system and this war on drugs does not make things better for the average crack user. But Hunter Biden, no problem. This won't bring him any additional difficulty in his life whatsoever.
And the thing is, it shouldn't anybody.
Yeah.
it because there's no point in spending money to ruin the lives of people who are doing a great job of ruining their
own
lives already.
That's right. Yeah.
I mean, the consequences of using drugs should be the consequences of using drugs. No more, no less.
It's just a thought, like crack cocaine, too, like of all drugs. Like, you got enough problems there, buddy. Do we really need to make the situation worse?
Well, if you're an egomaniac, which I have a little bit of experience with, and you smoke crack, you feel like a god for a little while.
But you don't look like one.
Oh, no, you don't look like one. You look like precious.
Yeah. But even if the shocking new images will hardly tell well-informed voters anything they didn't already know, they're unlikely to bolster Biden's image as a wholesome alternative to the current president.
What has it got in his pockets?
However, while Hunter has a controversial business record, Republicans have previously struggled to show his father was involved in it. Mr. Biden
my birthday present.
Currently has a sizable poll lead over Trump, but so did Hillary Clinton in 2016 before the FBI chief at the time explicitly announced he was reopening an investigation to her emails days before the election. That hasn't been lost on either Republicans or Democrats. According to the New York Post, the emails reveal Hunter Biden introduced his father, then U.S. Vice President, to a senior executive at Ukrainian energy company Burisma less than a year before Mr. Biden put pressure on government officials to sack a prosecutor who was investigating the business. So if in case you thought for a moment Hunter Biden was just some innocent little crackhead son, no, he introduced
is that an actual like parody song?
It's a parody of Black Hole's
son. Yeah.
But it starts with a reference to a bodily part instead.
Okay, but it's a real parody. Like, you're not just cooking this up right now.
Well,
on the spot.
It was Black Hole Son. I went to Crackhead Son.
So you did cook it up, very good.
A little bit. I cooked up that Crackhead.
Hunter Biden introduced Joe Biden to the Ukrainian company.
But did he introduce him to crack?
That is the important question.
And not for Marion Barry. Yeah. He got reelected.
So, and what are the other photographs of on this particular laptop? There's a lot of rumors streaming around 4chan and the rest of the internet. You're welcome to weigh in on this. Maybe you've heard something or seen something. 855-450-FREE. Of course, how do you know if it actually came from this laptop and was it actually his?
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a five-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio tonight, Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And also want to say thank you to Bonnie666, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier, helping the show out via the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com for $5 a month. Really appreciate it, Bonnie666. So thank you for getting behind the show. The AMP program stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It helps us get Free Talk Live onto more radio stations. We've got over 190 great stations that air the show at various different times throughout the week across the United States and beyond. And we can have more. We can, you know, we can get to 250 or 300. It just takes time. It takes money. It takes effort. And the AMP program helps us with that. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can join the AMP program there, like Bonnie666 over at ampamp.freetalklive.com. So according to the New York Post, which is this being reported also in the Daily Mail, Hunter Biden, the son of Joe Biden, apparently connected somehow to a Ukrainian energy company named Burisma before Mr. Biden put pressure on government officials in Ukraine to fire a prosecutor who was investigating the very same business that his son introduced him to the board of directors. So did you follow that? So, just to be clear, Hunter Biden isn't some sort of innocent family member, right? We were talking earlier about this computer store. Hold on. We were talking earlier about the computer store and the idea that you guys as computer tech guys, and, you know, I've done my share of computer repair too, so I don't disagree with you. Generally, if a customer leaves something with you, you would want to completely eliminate whatever that data was once they've, you know, if they've left it there and they've forgotten about it, you've tried to reach out to them and they're not responding, eventually it becomes your property and you can do what you want with it. And the appropriate thing to do is to wipe the hard drive. I don't disagree with you. But if it is a crime syndicate's boss's son, then I don't think there's anything wrong with going through that stuff.
I would probably go through it if in that case. I would probably use I mean, there was stuff on there that incriminated the father, so the son was an accomplice in crime. Yeah, okay, I would in that special case.
Right.
Just because, why did they leave their laptop with somebody who's at war with them?
He's a crackhead. He probably left it there and forgot all about it.
I don't know.
He's got enough money where he doesn't need to pawn it.
The crack pipe is so convenient.
This is using one wrong to justify the other, and I just don't know. It just seems too dirty for me. I am okay.
It's politics.
It's too dirty for me, too.
I am okay.
That's why nobody tells the truth, even though he's a politician and that's not his job.
I'm okay with throwing that computer out, and if somebody else finds it and then extracts the data from it and publishes it, not my problem.
Okay, but wait. Let me ask you a question about that, okay?
Yeah.
So, you're throwing it out. Do you call the Keen Activist Center or whoever, right, like in town and let them know, hey, by the way, we just put out in the garbage a laptop that was owned by Hunter Biden. It's currently in our garbage.
First thing I do.
Right now.
I call Hunter Biden's lawyer and I tell him that I'm having an auction. Okay.
Oh, wow. All right.
That's
not blackmail, right?
That auction will be used as a restitution fund for drug war victims, starting with me because it's my idea.
That's creative.
You know, and I'll start the bidding.
10,000.
At
20,000? A million?
I was thinking a million.
A million.
That's $1 million.
Yeah.
But with the National Enquirer in on the bidding, and with Fox News in on the bidding, and maybe even Rudy Giuliani.
You know, with these tactics,
who knows?
Now, wait, would you do that?
With these, I don't think I could go that far.
I could go that far because then I'm not jacking him on my own behalf.
Right.
I'm jacking him on the behalf of a nation that they went to war with 100 years ago for no reason.
With these tactics, you may want to have a backup copy of this.
Yeah.
I can see them coming in.
Oh, they're probably going to come whack me.
Thugs coming in, and maybe not whack you, but whack that drive if they can identify
where
it is.
That's a good point. Make sure you have a backup.
What you want to do is put it out as a torrent encrypted
with a dead
man
switch.
And then have a dead man switch that compromises your key as soon as you're dead.
I hope
and
whoever
half a
finds
dozen
the next
different lawyers.
Whoever finds the next laptop is listening, because this is a great idea. take this idea. So according to the emails, one of them in the emails, one of them says, quote, thanks for an opportunity to make your to meet your father, unquote, from Vadim Poharsky, an advisor to Burisma's board, again, the Ukrainian energy company that benefited from knowing Joe Biden because he got the government to stop prosecuting them. It was sent to Hunter Biden about a year after he joined the company's board on a reported salary of up to $50,000 per month.
Whoa.
A lucrative appointment. That
buys a lot of press.
A lucrative appointment that has long fueled Republican accusations of possible corruption in the Biden family and a conflict of interest issue for the supposedly squeaky clean senator.
Can't you just imagine him? You don't know me. I'm a Biden. My dad was vice president. I got boulders the size of your head. You call them rocks, I call them boulders, because you chip your rocks off my boulders.
An earlier email sent in May of 2014 from the same person at Burisma, from Burisma's number 3 executive, according to the Post, asks Hunter Biden for, quote, advice on how you could use your influence, unquote, on the company's behalf. The Post said he got the seat on the company's board. You know, they wanted him to use his influence to benefit the company. They gave him a seat on the board, paying $50,000 per month. Can you imagine?
Not just that. He got millions, like over $3 million from the wife of the mayor of like Leningrad or something, or Stalingrad.
What was that for?
Well, we don't know. Maybe he's a fine lover, but maybe
something else. Maybe that
he's
email.
Got a tongue like an electric eel on speed, and he can hold his breath for a long time.
Maybe that email is also on this laptop. The Post said the computer correspondence, reportedly amounting to some 40,000 emails and thousands of text messages, quote, flies in the face, unquote, of Joe Biden's claim that he has never spoken, quote, never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings, unquote. However, wow. While the emails published by the Post may suggest Biden Jr. was ready to trade on his father's influence, they don't definitively show the vice president ever did meet any Burisma executive. The Biden campaign insisted yesterday its record showed no such meeting ever took place.
Also, no printed receipts were found for any crack in Biden's possession.
A Biden spokesman said the newspaper, quote, never asked the Biden campaign about the critical elements of this story. Moreover, we've reviewed Joe Biden's official schedules from the time, and no meeting, as alleged by the New York Post, ever took place. The spokesman stressed that successive investigations, including by two Republican-led Senate committees, had all concluded, quote, that Joe Biden carried out official U.S. policy toward Ukraine and engaged in no wrongdoing.
Unquote. And we've got the best government money can buy, so.
Yeah.
You can take that to the bank.
Because, the government's totally going to indict the former vice president, right?
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
Well, and the guy is clearly the favorite boy of the deep state.
He's untouchable.
That's who the media loves.
He's so untouchable, he actually molests children while on video in public.
Yes.
That's
it's
what
the craziest
guy does.
Thing I've ever seen. Yeah. I can't believe
it. JoeBiden.info. JoeBiden.info.
Is there actual video of him?
Go watch
it. Yes. Molesting.
He caresses these children in front of their parents.
Like,
it looks like they're being offered as human sacrifices.
Mm-hmm. See it for yourself. JoeBiden.info. The Trump campaign claimed, meanwhile, the Biden team response confirms that the information on the computer hard drive is genuine. Some skeptics claim they may have been faked. Social media giants attempted to slow the spread of the story until its credibility could be checked. Now, this is another interesting aspect of the story.
Oh, yeah. I've never heard of that before. Have they ever slowed the release of any news about Trump?
Nope.
For the credibility to be checked?
Twitter flagged the material as, quote, unsafe, unquote, as part of its new election posting rules, while Facebook said it would rely on fact-checking partners to decide if the Post report was legitimate.
The unsafe rating apparently came from their election rigging department, who thought it might be incompatible with their mission of rigging the election.
Mm. Trump's spokesman claimed the Biden campaign's carefully worded response did not preclude the possibility that he did meet the Ukrainian, saying, quote, Americans deserve a full accounting of the conversations Joe Biden had with Hunter and what Joe Biden discussed with Vadim Poharsky. But of course, if they get all of that, it's not like it's going to change anything. If Joe Biden falls because of this, well, then you just get Kamala Harris. So
you're going to get her anyway. I don't think Joe Biden's going to live much longer,
right,
being the liability that he has and also senile. He doesn't know how to watch his back. He doesn't know what's going on.
Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450.
Hillary Clinton's going to hang him.
3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
T
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.